it was a nail-biting affair, as they say. You know, we didn't by no means play well. We played well in spells, but you know, for the full duration of the game, we didn't play to our potential, I feel. But what we did give was 100% the whole time. The lads really dug in, and when it mattered, you know, a lot of men stood up to the plate, and just really proud of them as a group of players, you know, for. Was really, I think they'd done Donegal proud today.
Yeah, a very strange first half. It didn't seem like championship. You kept the boys in a wee while at half time, giving them a bit of rally cry. It was interesting, there was three yellow cards at the start of the second half. The game certainly caught a bit of spice in that second half, but I felt that Antrim were sucking us into a bit of counter attack. Yeah. That they were sitting on us, and the likes of McGarvey and O'Neill and Caulfield, any of the Ward, these fellas, that they weren't able to get their pace in the round the back because they were sitting deep and counter-attacking. Now, it was a dangerous game. They were inviting us on them, but on the break, then they were dangerous. And, of course, McCullen up front, massive handful, you know, I think he had 8 or 9 points tonight, 5 from play. He kind of kept them in touch all the time. So it was that we were getting sucked in. They knew all about counter-attack and defence, but they were doing that to us in the second half, but we still stayed with them enough to take it in the out of time.
Yeah, definitely. They had a great game plan, if you like, and I think they looked very dangerous from their kickouts. You know, we pressed up in their kickout, and I think they caught us several times over the top, you know. And listen, they were a big, strong team, well drilled, and you know, it was just tough going, you know, a soft ground, the boys. We've a lot of young players out there, a lot of lads that were minors last year, you know, and no, we'll have to be looked at again now. We'll get looking at the video and pick out some of the mistakes and what we can improve on.
Yeah, well, listen, as you said, David Boyle was brilliant from freeze, and Sean Ward as well, really holding their nerve. And I suppose going into out of time when we had 3 points down, what was your feeling at that point? Did you think, listen, if we can get the next point, we still have a chance? Because the lads seriously dug deep, because at that point it was Antrim's game to lose.
Yeah, listen, I knew by the lads, I know the group of lads they are, and we've been giving out to them a lot about trying to get them talking more and communicating. They're a naturally quiet bunch of lads, you know, and they're very humble, but I do feel that they're a determined bunch, and they're willing to drive it on. And I think today they showed that they are willing to dig the heels in and stick at it, you know. And thankfully they kept coming back to the well today. They just continue to come back time after time, and you know, we're over the line.
And I have to ask, we stayed for commentary for the penalties. Were penalties practiced in training? Were the lads ready for this? Because there were 5 unbelievable penalties, and of course a brilliant save from Aaron Cullen in their third penalty, which got us into the platform. They actually won the match and won the penalty shootout, but they were expertly kicked. Were you passing on any advice?
No, we there's no point saying otherwise. We didn't. It wasn't something we had looked at. But I think maybe there was, we were looking for the lads that played a bit of soccer over the years, and see, yeah, good, they slot the ball home. And in fairness, the 5 boys is not an easy thing to put your hand up to take a penalty, because when everyone's eyes is on you, and it's just pressure. And I mean, you know, if they had to miss one, hypothetically speaking, you know, and they would, the guilt they might feel. So all that was going on, but the boys stepped up. They slotted home so coolly, and fair play to them for doing it.
Yeah, and imagine, roll on now, Derry, you know, one of the best arguably squads in the country at this age. But I mean, they're a fantastic test for us, you know. I mean, we've seen Tyrone go out tonight, doing unfancy down. I mean, Antrim come down here, we were favourites for this. This was a nip and tuck game, so there's not going to be anything in it that we can't go ahead and put Derry at the championship as well.
Ah, yeah, listen, we'll regroup. We'll see what bodies we have available, and we'll just drive on from Monday night on again. Saturday, Monday, and we'll do our damnedest. We'll get the game plan fine tuned. We'll get the bodies on the field, and we'll drive at it again. And listen, these boys aren't going to let us down, and that's what it's all about. And I suppose developing them with this mentality with them for future for Donegal football.